Life is full of ifs, but if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio inside the Gas South Convention Center in Duluth, Georgia, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is presented by Regions Bank, Brave the Beginning, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. We are in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Gas South Convention Center. Mike Salmond, Harper LaBelle, how you doing, sir?
Why the long pause?
Dramatics.
Think about, okay.
Dramatics.
For effect, right?
All exactly. For effect. Where's Steven been? We haven't seen him forever.
I think he quit. I think he wants, a raise and benefits and the corporate perks and all the things that come with, like, what you get with this position.
Well, he's going to miss another great show. We've got some great guests. Joining us today is Megan Burgess and Lexi Toland. They're with an apartment complex in the area, brand new, Ellison at the Exchange. It's a company called Flournoy Development Group and Flournoy Properties Group, and Ellison at the Exchange is the name of the apartments. But before we are joined by them, let's talk about our favorite partner, or one of our favorite partners, and that would be Subaru of Gwinnett.
We love Subaru of Gwinnett, and love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru. You can enjoy the big savings, the hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. You can visit them at SubaruofGwinnett.com. You can go to their facility at 2950 Satellite Boulevard, just north of the Gwinnett Place Mall. You can send a postage stamp. You can go carrier pigeon. Mike's favorite is sending smoke signals, or Dan likes that thing called the World Wide Web. You can visit them and join their family today. You can come on in and see the difference. If you're already Subaruist, then you could check out their Facebook page for the latest news, offers, and community events at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
All right, Harper, we have locked the doors so our guests cannot escape. Megan Burgess and Lexi Toland are with us with Ellison at the Exchange. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you. Now, Megan, you are the community director, and Lexi, you are the leasing specialist. So we will start with a very basic question. Tell us all about Ellison at the Exchange.
So Ellison at the Exchange is a brand new apartment community located in Buford, Georgia, right next to Pickle and Social, Topgolf, and Dreddy's. We're offering luxury apartments available for move-in May 1st. We review income, criminal background, rental history, and credit with qualifying for new residents. We are going to have wonderful amenities. We're going to do a saltwater pool heated year-round. We're going to have a sky lounge. We're going to have a mini market, full gym, yoga room, craft room. We're going to do lots of events for our residents, all of that fun stuff.
How did you get involved with, first of all, the apartment complex and then this business?
So this is my first time being a leasing specialist. When Megan did the interview, she was asking me these questions, and I was like, I'm about to be 25. I feel like I need a big girl job. So she was like, she believed in me, and she was like, I started out where you are, and now look where I am. So that's how it started, and it's been great ever since.
Yeah, because Megan's a real veteran, really old, and has been in the business forever.
Hey, I turned 30 this year, okay?
Okay, and you are the community director, so you're kind of the big boss?
I am, yes. I have bosses as well, but I am in charge of this asset, and I'm very excited to be a part of this project. It's been so fun so far, and getting to meet everyone in the community and make connections within the Buford area with vendors and people coming in looking for homes, and it's a really wonderful thing being able to help someone find their home.
It's a great area. Lexi said where you guys are located by the Mall of Georgia, Topgolf. It's just it's a growing area, a very highly desirable area, but there's a lot of other apartment communities in that area as well. So what makes Ellison at the Exchange unique and different?
So I think what sets us apart is our culture for our company and the way that we run our assets. We run a premier brand, and we want to make sure that everything is top notch and that everything is, you know, it's the best of the best, and elevating every person's lifestyle and making sure that the needs that they have are met and exceeded if possible. So we want to listen to the feedback from our residents and from, you know, our prospects, and provide them with more of a luxury experience other than just, hey, you have stainless steel appliances and granite countertops. It's a lot more than that. And creating a sense of community for this property and really feeling like home for people, and for them wanting to be there and enjoying, you know, getting to know their neighbors and coming to events and getting to know us and knowing that we're going to take good care of them and all their needs.
You know, Megan, it's interesting. You mentioned that you have bosses above you.
Yeah.
When planning this, like Lexi mentioned the pool and the salt water, you can't just already have the complex and go, you know, it would have been a great idea if we put a pool in. And by the way, have a saltwater pool.
Right.
You have to think of all that. What are some of the things that your bosses and the planners, the ones that said, let's do this before we even get the blueprints ready, so that this is a better than community and a place where people will want to stay and live for quite a while?
All the development team, they are fantastic. And I mean, they put a lot of thought and effort into these plans and making sure that everything is intricately made and that we are having things that maybe other complexes don't have. So they're very involved in the process, and they do a fantastic job.
As the community director, is there anything like bingo night? That's not a thing that you have to plan, but you know, some other things that
would be in a senior living center.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I just threw that out there as an example of things that you have noticed since the project has started, that this would be a great idea. We can follow up with that. And there's some other plans that we have ahead, at least for, you know, the foreseeable future, to make our customers have the greatest experience possible.
Of course. Yeah. We're working with local vendors to do events for our residents. We have a Botox and Bubbly event coming up in June that we're really excited about.
There you go, Harper.
We're also going to have facials and things like that too. So we're going to be doing a lot of very fun events for our residents, and outside of just, you know, bingo night or food truck and things like that.
You mentioned some of the requirements for moving in. You mentioned May 1st as far as moving in. So tell us, how quickly can people move in, and are you pre-leasing right now?
Majority of our move-ins are moving in May as of now, but we are offering immediate move-ins. So if there's somebody that comes through our doors that are, you know, they would like to move in next week and they qualify and they get approved, we are welcoming move-ins as soon as possible. And we are prepared for new move-ins at this time. But, you know, I would say a majority of our new move-ins that are taking place will be in May and June, which with our business is very common. It's the busiest time of year for us is May, June, July, August.
And with this being a podcast, people may discover the show a month or two from now. So if you're listening and it's past May, they're wide open. Come on and just come on and enjoy a great place to live.
And we have some pretty cool move-in gifts as well. So look forward to those.
Oh, there's a tease for you.
Yeah. Well,
you had me at facials, by the way. You had Harper at Botox.
Yeah. Yeah, I need an injection pretty soon. One of the things that I liked is going to your website and seeing how thorough it was. There's a picture of the community, or at least from the outside, and then you have a blueprint of the single, double, triple, mm-hmm. or three bedrooms. That took a little bit of foresight in order to be able to say, "This, we're going to make this as easy. We even have the prices right now. Now, they are subject to change, I would imagine, in the foreseeable future.
Right.
But for you to do that, now, what is your role, or at least do you have a part of that in terms of what the website has and keeping that up to date?
So we actually have a fantastic marketing team, Lisa and Joanna, and they have put all this together for us and done the website and our renderings, and we work with Street Digital Media as well for a lot of our marketing materials. But we are very blessed to have a fantastic marketing team with Flannoy Properties Group that, you know, they are on top of it, making sure that we have everything we need to be successful in terms of marketing. So they've done a beautiful job with the website, and I appreciate you looking at it and giving us some kudos on that.
Well, I think it's important. Now, you're in a competition here for the customer. You're trying to find people to fill your place, and I just think that that's one of the steps. Hey, we did a better job than maybe what some of the others would have done in that area. You're new to this area. You haven't been in Georgia for very long. You're a Columbia, South Carolina girl, right?
Correct.
Only been here for how many months?
About three.
What impresses you about Buford? Because you think Beaufort on the map. There's a Beaufort, South Carolina. That's near my wife and I have been to Fripp Island.
Is it spelled the same?
Fripp is
no,
great.
Fripp is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Love
they
Fripp.
They filmed parts of Forrest Gump. They filmed lot of Forrest Gump.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But different Beaufort, different spelling.
Right.
But it's grown like crazy. When I first got here, Beaufort, what are you going out to Beaufort for? Now it's second biggest mall in the country and all the amenities that you guys mentioned just a few moments ago. What's impressed you?
One thing that I really like about this area is there's so much to do. You're never going to be bored, right? Like there's so many things that you can choose to do in the area within arm's reach. And it's very convenient in location. So you can have Topgolf, Andretti's, Pickle and Social, the mall, any shopping needs. You have a lot of really great restaurants. You know, me personally, I love new restaurants and exploring new food and things like that. So I think, you know, there's a lot of different components of the area. Very different than Columbia, obviously. And, you know, I grew up in Columbia. So I think for me, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm familiar with everything here because it's gotten kind of old, right? But, you know, this area has just been really refreshing. And it also seems that there's a lot to do within close proximity. So you have a lot of other towns nearby that are 5, 10, 15 minute drive away, like Sewanee and Sugar Hill and other areas that you can explore as well.
And I believe where you're located, there's a grocery store right there as well. So, I mean, everything's within walking distance.
Yes.
You guys were telling me before we came on about some of the floor plans. You don't just have like one or two.
Right.
I think you mentioned 16 different floor plans.
Yes. So we have quite a few floor plans. And we did that, I think, in a way to make sure that we have something that fits every person's needs. So, you know, you want a really big closet and, you know, a nice size living room. We have that for you. We also have double vanity sinks in all of our bathrooms. So that is a very nice touch, right? Most places don't have that much space in their bathrooms. So we have a lot of unique features with our floor plans, and each of them are very uniquely designed to make sure that we have something for everyone.
How many units do you have?
We have 434.
That's a good
and
number.
And out of those, 56 will be townhomes.
More than one story, two-story townhomes?
Correct, yes.
Okay, one bedrooms, two bedrooms, offer three. I know some
one,
places
two,
do three.
And three.
And three,
yes.
As well.
A townhouse for a single? I didn't notice that in the blueprints.
Yes,
that's
we
awesome.
Only have two of them, but we do have two one-bedroom townhomes.
Okay,
they're
and
1,200
the smallest is 600 and how many? Just under 700 square feet for the smallest, and then the three bedrooms are much larger than that, of course. You want to go over the dimensions with our listeners on that, if you have them?
So with the townhomes, I know the townhomes are going to be significantly larger, obviously, and they do come with the garages attached. One bedrooms are going to range anywhere between, like you said, 600 square feet going up to about 1,000 square feet. The two bedrooms can range anywhere between 1,100 square feet up to about 1,500 square feet. And then our three bedrooms, I want to say those are around 1,700 square feet. Mm-hmm. And the townhomes are even bigger than that. So a lot of space in each of these floor plans. And I will say, even with some floor plans, you know, it's the layout that really matters. The way that it's laid out can make a huge difference in the square footage. And the fact that we have the larger square footage, but also a very good layout that allows you to kind of maneuver around and do what you want with your furniture is really nice too.
What about for those residents that might have a dog?
Oh, we're very pet friendly.
Okay.
So we actually allow three pets at our property. Most places allow two. And we're going to have a dog park as well for all of our furry friends.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Lexi, your favorite part of the whole community?
Well, I have a couple different favorite things, but the people I work with, I feel like it's not just, you know, I'm coming to work and I'm just working. Like they're my friends.
Right.
You know, and I feel like that's a great thing because I feel like with some jobs, you know, you're there to work and that's it. And I feel like it's not like that here. Like I can work, but I also have friends.
Well, it's that sense of community that I think Megan brought up earlier, because basically every place is, you know, four walls, some windows and a door, but it's that neighborhood feel, that community feel that is the difference.
Mm-hmm. It feels like home. I mean, we're with each other 24/7, even on Saturdays sometimes. So, you know, it's better than just being like, oh, I have to work today. So I can work today and I get to see my friends and I get to socialize, but also do my work.
At the very beginning, you gave some of the requirements real quickly, what's needed. Let's do that a little slower. What exactly do people, when they want to come see you, have a conversation with you, what do they need to be prepared for? What do they need to be bringing with them so you can get them approved quickly?
Of course. So we do a checkpoint ID for each person. So they would need to bring in a form of a driver's license or passport when they come to tour with us in order to see the facility. In addition to that, once they've applied, there is an application fee of $100 per person. This will allow us to do a credit check, a criminal background check, an income verification, and a rental history verification if applicable. Whenever they apply, there is a holding fee, which we call a reservation fee or administrative fee. That fee is $200 and it's per household. So those are the immediate items that we would need and be reviewing, obviously, through the process. Within 24, 48 hours of application, we send out emails with information of where the future residents can upload their income documentation and things of that nature. And we typically will have an answer back to you on the application within 24 to 48 hours.
What are some of the wows? You mentioned the amenities and all that. When I first walk in the door, you know, is it the ambiance, the lights? Is there a big foyer? Is there a place where people are playing bingo? Is the pool right there? I mean, give us an idea of what it is that would say, but this is home. Like Lexi said just a moment ago, I get to visit with people and they're my friends because I help them get into their homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of people may disagree with me and this may sound overrated, but our company goes wild with landscape. They spend quite a bit of money on landscape for each of their assets. We want to make sure that the presentation on the outside is just as great as on the inside. So I think, you know, with the top tier landscape that we have on the exterior of our buildings, automatically draws people in when they're driving by, making them kind of go, "Ooh, I want to go in there. I want to see what they're offering." Now, obviously, when you walk in, we do have a nice big foyer. Our clubhouse that we're going to have is going to be immaculately decorated in our apartments. So right now we're working out of a temporary space out of an apartment that we have until our office is ready because we recently just opened. And the lights inside, they're upgraded, nice, classy light fixtures that we use outside of each of the doors and in the hallways. It gives a very modern aesthetic to the building.
It's the landscape. I mean, even before you walk into the apartment building and find us, it's beautiful. I mean, I feel like that attracts a lot of people. And then also, you know, our amenities, when they're ready completely, I feel like it's going to be great. We do have a virtual tour on our website. I don't know if you guys have scrolled past that yet. Construction has that exact same layout. That's what it's going to look like. I mean, it's beautiful.
Well, speaking of construction, Lexi, when is the paint going to be dry and everything going to be as complete as you need it to be? I know there's everything in Buford is growing and changing and new construction everywhere. So is there a little bit of a delay before we're finally ready?
No, there is not going to be a delay. Construction will be completely done after our townhomes, which are going to be ready December. So construction will be completely done then.
In this business, we can always have delays for construction. We're very lucky that right now we have been right on track with where we need to be. We have everything planned out on our website and on our marketing materials for each apartment for when it's scheduled to be ready. And we're sticking with that schedule. And so far we have been able to hit those parameters and those deadlines and getting people in when they have requested to move in. That's been good so far. Knock on wood, we don't want to have any issues with that going forward. But again, with construction, you can't always guarantee that there won't be an issue there.
Obviously, and I'm just saying that this is brand. I mean, you're getting first look at our listeners. There are some portions of the property that aren't quite finished yet. They will be shortly. So this is, you're getting the firsthand impression of all the things that are a part of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so out of 434 total units right now, we have 65. So we have quite a ways to go, and we project that this project will go through the end of the year. But we are able to move people into those right now as soon as possible.
And I just want to go back to mentioning Flournoy Properties. Me having lived and worked in Columbus for several years, I'm very familiar with the company. It is a quality company. So no question there, this is going to be a top-notch apartment community home neighborhood. Most important question for those that would like to find out more, they want to check it out. Let's give the address. I believe the address is 1400 Laurel Crossing Parkway. That's in Buford, 30519. If they want to see everything before taking a tour or a visit, they can go to the website. And the website is?
LiveEllisonExchange.com.
LiveEllisonExchange.com. Two L's in Ellison.
Correct.
And as Harper said, you can look at the, well, you mentioned
the virtual tour.
The virtual tour, but there's photos and everything else is there. And then, of course, they could just contact you through the website, phone number, emails, whatever, to set up a tour.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And make an appointment if need be.
We also welcome walk-ins as well. So
that's where Lexi takes over. She's just waiting there. Is she tapping her fingers on the table, just waiting for folks to come on in?
We've been really busy, so there's not been a whole lot of tapping. But
no tap. You're going out and trying to get involved in the community.
Right, right. We're working with a lot of local businesses and just trying to get our name out there. We're very, very grateful for our marketing team. They've been doing a fantastic job with making sure that we have the marketing materials so that people know about us.
Again, the website is liveellisonexchange.com for all the information about Ellison at the Exchange, brand new apartment community in Buford. And the phone number for Ellison is
470-579-3788.
Great. Megan, Lexi, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Before we go, one last word for Regions. We're here to help your business's financial future stay on track. Regions Commercial Banking has a team of experienced bankers in Gwinnett who can guide you in all areas of growth, get the resources you need so every step can move you closer to your business goals. To learn more, visit regions.com/commercial-banking. Regions Bank.
Member FDIC.
There you go.
That's your line, Mike.
No, I'll let you say it.
Okay.
All right, Harper, thank you very much.
I learned a lot today. New apartments.
I can't wait to see them. I'm excited.
Yep.
Thank you again to our guests. Thank you to Dan for a great job producing as usual. For Harper, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.